Thank you, Bridget, and a great, wonderful morning today that the Lord has brought us into his holy sanctuary to hear from him and above all to be blessed of him. And one thing that was really speaking to me this morning as I was sharing with our sister and daughter church, St. Peter's, is the scriptures beginning by telling us, do not be troubled. Such a great, powerful message in the morning. And something funny happened when I stood up to speak, and our young son was in St. Peter's. And just when I started, he just started crying from behind. And I was like, what's going on? And at that moment, I thought God was speaking to me and telling me, don't be troubled. The mother is going to take care of that. And then they had to walk out of bed. But it's more often than that. When Christ speaks to us and God tells us, do not be troubled. And we're living at a time when we are so mindful of so many things that are happening, day in, day out. And I'm drawn to just a few things that have happened in the past few days. For those of us who are very keen with politics, I've been following what has been going on in America and the presidential nominations and the Clintons versus the Trump. And all these sentiments coming from this side, going to that side. And do you think what a troubled world we're living in at the moment? And as if that was not enough, just the other day, the mind of the priest in France, and I remember that particular day, we had a meeting with Bridget in the morning, and as I was walking back to the house, that's when I got the information. And it really hit me so hard, because I put myself in the same situation of this humble servants of God in a church, in a source of a place where we regard as a source of refuge, and someone brutally attacking you. And I remember when I text Bridget and I tried to express my emotions to her. And more often I'm reminded of the times that we are living when I see the security threat everywhere going up. And sometimes our normal lives are troubled. The normal life that you wake up, you go for your milk, go for your paper, you do your shopping, and all of a sudden you've got this mind at the back of you, you've got a door at the back of your mind. You've got to look over your shoulder and see who is watching you and what is going on. And that's when I realized that when more than often when God is telling us, do not be afraid, do not be troubled, those are the times that when we are so much vulnerable, when we are so much troubled. And more into that, Christ says, in these troubled times, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I just have three illustrations or 3 points to illustrate the whole of this message that I want us to share this morning. And I'll begin by asking a very simple question. Why is Jesus saying, I am the way? And I want to believe most of us have always asked themselves these questions. Where is God in the midst of all this trouble? Is he watching? Is he mindful of what is happening to his children, to his people? Is he careful about the world that we are living in? And this was the inspiration that I was getting as I was going through the scriptures. That Jesus Christ came to us and assumed the human likeness and was born of man and woman. And for that sake, he became human, but he was God in nature. And so he's the only perfect way to unite us, the human kingdom, to the heavenly kingdom. And that's why he says, I am the way. Because he is the one who joins us to the invisible God that we trust in. He is the path towards God. I am the way, the truth. And that's the reality. The truth is, he is a tangible image of the invisible God that we believe in. The truth is, he is the eternal future that we all hope in as Christians. And there is a catchphrase I love as I was looking at those scriptures. That pray for anything that you want or anything that you wish. But be careful that it shall only be done in accordance to God's will and in accordance to God's character. And this brings me to my second question. So where is God now? And God is in the midst of all this. He's not a distance far off from whatever that is happening every day. And our response to him, as we seek to follow the way that he is showing us today, depends on how me and you take his words today. There are those who've heard of him and they say, I'm not ready to follow that way. Others have heard and they say, I'm not bothered. But I thank God for you and for me who are here today, because we've done the right thing to hearken to his voice, to hearken to his truth, and to follow his way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And when he spoke to Philip and Thomas in that portion of scripture that we are reading today, and Christ tries to tell them, when they ask him, which is this way that you're telling us to follow? And Christ tells them, after all these years of living with you, does it mean that you haven't realized whom I am? And this was challenging me, heavy in my heart. That it doesn't matter, I might be a priest today, you might be seated there as a member of the congregation. We go to church every day, we pray in our houses, we have fellowship in our areas wherever we come from. But it's very possible to be and to always walk and to be in a fellowship and not to experience that powerfulness of God. And that's why often, sometimes we're challenged. We challenge ourselves. We ask ourselves so many questions. I remember one time I was so troubled. I was traveling from this place going back to Africa. I took my flight from city, went to Amsterdam, and I was to have a connection flight with the KQ. Unfortunately, I don't know what happened that day, and the plane, there was a problem, and I ended up being delayed in Amsterdam for 36 good hours. I was so troubled. I had a very short holiday period. I wanted to be home with family, and my days and hours were getting consumed somewhere in Amsterdam. I was so troubled, and I spoke to quite a few friends of mine, and they would give me the same assurance. Oh, don't worry, you know, maybe you'd have gone with that flight and something would have happened while you're in there. You know, all these kind of stories that we are told. And in a sense, I was calm. But after my holiday, when I came back after 2 weeks and 3 weeks and I made my claim, the usual things that we do, and I got my refund. And that's when I realized, when I was going home, I was very broke. And so, I want to believe God had designed it in a way that I'll have my holiday and I'll have my money back. So I ended up going home, meeting my family, free of charge, because I was refunded almost 100% of the air ticket that I had paid, which was £1,000. And there's nothing better than going on holiday. You are broken, come back and get money. Oh my God, that's the best feeling you ever have in your life. And so often in such troubled times, God is reminding us not to be troubled, to dwell on his promises, and to accept his challenge that he is the perfect way, the truth, and the life that we hope now and in the future. I pray that this morning, that God who knows you as an individual, God who knows you as a family, and God who knows us as a community, as a whole nation, may speak to us, to our minds, to our hearts, that we may be calm and that we may realize that God is over all, even in these troubled times, in these challenging times. He is still God, and he is watching. He knows you. He knows your family. He knows your life. He knows what you need. Are you ready to follow his way, to keep in his truth, and to accept his life now and in the future? Amen.